I'm going Good morning, everybody. Our Harlow family and the Hewitt family would like to express how grateful they are that all of you have been able to be here today to enjoy this special day as we celebrate the new life together of Kylie and John. Well, they know that this day is very important to each of you, and so for that reason, they've asked a photographer and a videographer to be here to capture each of the special moments. And so for that reason, the bride and groom have requested that you not only silence your cell phone and or turn it off during the ceremony, but also that you refrain from using it for pictures and video during the ceremony itself. That way all the pictures that are taken reflect that you've been able to simply sit and enjoy the ceremony together. Feel free to take as many pictures or videos that you want afterwards, but for now, make sure you have to find your seat. We'll be able to begin in just a moment. Thank you.
today in the sight of God and in the presence of these witnesses, join this man and this woman in holy matrimony,
which is an honorable state.
Marriage is an
institution of God and is therefore not to be entered into lightly
nor unadvisedly, but in the fear of God. Which starts, plants, and stands in honor of the bride. That you will spend the rest of your life with her and her only, you may receive your bride. Kylie, if you're willing to commit to John your entire future, dreams, and life, Brother Hewitt, will you present Kylie to him? Y'all may be seated. John and Kylie are here today with a lot of their special friends and family. Not all of them, but a lot. And they didn't want to miss this opportunity to make sure each of you know where you will spend eternity. They're going to heaven. And they want you, their special people, to be there with them. This final fine couple is going to heaven. But they're not going to heaven because they're a fine couple. All fine people don't go to heaven. This couple are good people. But they're not going to heaven because they're good people. Not all good people go to heaven. They've always been in church. That's a blessing. But they're not going to heaven because they've always been in church. All church members are not going to heaven. So what is required to go to heaven? John did what I'm going to tell you about when he's about 6 years old. And Kylie when she was 9. First thing you have to realize is that you're a sinner. Romans 3:10-23 says, "There's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." You must be sorry for the sins you've committed and want to change your life. That's called repentance. You must be willing to give your life and soul to God. because you realize you're a sinner, you must understand that there's a sin debt. You know, life does have consequences, and there are consequences for our sin. And that sin must be paid for, and you can't do it. In Romans chapter 5, it says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even not dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." That is a gift of God, and only God can give it. And we have to receive it. How do we accept that gift? Very clear cut. God says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, if you've done that, praise the Lord. But if you haven't, or you don't really understand, don't leave here without talking to John or Kylie or me or someone that you can trust, and we'll be thrilled to give you a more personal, clearer understanding. Let's pray. Father, pray that you will be with us today. Thank you for the feeling of your holy presence even right now, dear God. Pray that you'll work in hearts, deal with people, let them know how much they're loved by this couple, but more than that, by you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. The union into which you two are about to enter is the most close, most tender relationship that two people can enter. It's a union founded upon mutual love and respect. Marriage is a union bound by God. Marriage is God's institution, designed for the happiness and welfare of you two. The Word of God proclaims marriage is a holy institution beginning with Adam and Eve. We read in Genesis chapter 2, beginning in verse 7, it says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And God said, it is not good that man should be alone." The only of his creation that when he looked at said, this is good, this is good, this isn't good. Man needs a wife. "And the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Christ also set before us his love for the church as an example. In Ephesians chapter 5 it says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Goes down to verse 22 and says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let wives be to their own husbands in everything." Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So ought men to love their wives as their own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it, cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. Can you folks hear me okay in the back? I didn't turn off the sound. "For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." We also read in Romans and 1 Corinthians that marriage is a lifetime commitment one to another. You are bound together by God's law as long as you both shall live. John, the highest ideal you can have before you is presented in God's Word. That is love. Pure love. Constant. A love even unto death. With this love, you are to protect and cherish Kylie. Kylie, it's your responsibility to promote John's happiness to the utmost of your power. To do all that you can to inspire his happiness as he works to make a home for you. Your goal should be that, as spoken in the Bible by Ruth to Naomi, that says, "Entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee. For where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." You both should look for God's guidance in your marriage and look for the blessings that God has to give, which secure true and abiding happiness. John, do you take Kylie to be your wife, to live together after God's ordinances in the state of holy matrimony? Do you solemnly promise before God and these witnesses to love her, comfort her, honor and cherish her in sickness and in health, forsaking all others to keep thee only unto her so long as ye both shall live?
I do.
Kylie, do you take John to be your husband, to live together after God's ordinance in the state of holy matrimony and to solemnly promise before God and these witnesses to love Him, honor, and keep Him in sickness and in health, forsaking all others, keep thee only unto Him, so long as you both shall live. Since it's your desire to take each other as husband and wife, do you light the candle? Your desire to be wed, please join right hands and face each other. John, repeat after me, please. I, John, take thee, Kylie, to be my wife.
I, John, take thee, Kylie, to be my wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
For richer or for poorer.
For richer or for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
All these things I solemnly promise.
All these things I solemnly promise.
Kylie, please repeat after me. I, Kylie, take thee, John, to be my husband.
I, Kylie, take thee, John, to be my husband.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
For richer or for poorer.
For richer or for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love, cherish, and obey.
To love, cherish, and obey.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
All these things I solemnly promise.
All these things I solemnly promise.
John, what token do you give as a symbol of your love?
This ring.
Wedding rings serve as an outward and visible sign of an inward and visible love, which binds your hearts together. As they are of the finest of earth's materials, so love is the richest of purest spiritual value. As a sign and seal of the endless affection with which you will cherish her and the unbroken fidelity with which you will perform your duties as a husband, please place this ring on the third finger of Kylie's left hand and repeat after me. With this ring, I be wed.
I be wed.
All my worldly goods I thee endow.
All my worldly goods I thee endow.
Kylie, what token do you give as a symbol of your love? As rings are without edge or seam, having no beginning and no end, so they symbolize the perfection of love that cannot end. Sorry, I get infatuated with them. They're both beautiful. If you're real nice, they may show them to you afterward. Place this ring on the third finger of John's left hand and repeat after me. With this ring, I be wed.
With this ring, I be wed.
All my worldly goods, I be in thou.
All my worldly goods, I be in thou.
Henceforth, you'll no longer be two, but one flesh. Your paths will be parallel. Your responsibilities will increase. But your joy will multiply. If you're sincere and honest in your relationship one with another, there's no end to the happiness that's before you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the institution of marriage. And thank you for two perfect candidates. Children of yours who love you, who love each other, who present themselves before you and to each other. Thank you, God, for blessing them. Thank you for giving them to each other. Lord, I ask that you will bless this wedding, this marriage. If you bless them with children, I pray they'll have the wisdom to raise them under godly instruction and nurturing. And that their home will be one where you rule and reign supreme. And love is the primary description of their house. Bless them, dear God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. For as much as John and Kylie have consented together in holy wedlock, and have witnessed the same before God in this company, and have given and pledged their vows to each other by the power vested in me by God and the state, I pronounce that they are husband and wife. John, you may kiss your bride. I now present to you Mr. and Mrs. John Harwell.
Down to the side, and there'll be somebody to direct you and show you where the reception is. The family and the bridal party are going to be staying here for a few moments to take some pictures, but they did ask that as you go back, that you feel free to get some food and immediately start eating while we wait for them to join us in just